I think we're okay to go on this week's podcast, Tales of the Whales.
Yep, it all set and ready to do it.
Yep, a very, very, very good morning, afternoon, dinner, tea, whatever. We are just sitting underneath an aeroplane.
Yeah, we've got...
It could be a Spitfire.
We've got a little airport nearby, so we do get planes from time to time.
Very elderly planes, don't we?
Yes.
Anyway, just to briefly spell out what this is, it's not my normal TV or radio show. I'm living with terminal cancer. My beautiful wife, who is probably better known as Lady W, is looking after me and guiding me through it. As you can tell, not a good day today, and the heat for anybody with cancer is very difficult. Very difficult indeed. But I'm still managing to do a program a week.
You are?
Which I'm very grateful to Talk and News UK for allowing me to do. And I'm still enjoying it and realising I've had a brilliant life and I've been doing it over 50 years. But I'm coming to the end of my travel. So last time we met, the oncologist, he said, look, let's be, is that how, I mean, it's difficult. You ask, how long have I got? What are they actually supposed to say?
Just give you their best estimate based on their experience.
And I try and tell my mates when they come down and say, oh, how are you feeling? You look great. That doesn't actually help that much, in fact.
When you don't feel great at all.
I mean, the last discussion we had, and I don't know how long I've lost it. I had one kidney taken away 20 years ago. So this has been going on quite some time. And we've been living and doing what you do, medicine, chemo, everything for the last 25 years. It came back 5 years ago and I'm not going to get any better, am I? We've done every chemo.
You're not going to get better, no.
No. And I think that's the thing that is difficult for people. Quite difficult when I first asked Tom, my oncologist, I said, well, how long have I got? And he said, well, you know, it's weeks rather than months.
He did say that.
And that was a bit eye-opening, wasn't it?
I wasn't surprised, but you were quite shocked, weren't you?
Yeah, because I can't see in from outside. I mean, you just get on with your life, don't you?
Yes, and that's all you can do. So you just do one day at a time.
I thought I had to be connected to all kinds of drips and things before I was really ill, but apparently not.
No.
So that's where I am. I'm in my last stages, and I've got some tumours on my brain. You know, obviously my kidney, one little bit of kidney is left. My lungs are not good. For everywhere, really.
And you've got leaky legs. That's
can
our main.
Can
that's,
you explain?
That's
that
our
to
main
me.
Problem at the moment. So,
yeah.
Because your kidney's not working, your legs, you've got fluid retention, and your legs are enormous now. They're like barrage balloons, and then
Farage balloons.
No, darling.
Barrage balloons. Sorry, Nigel. I just had to.
And so, yes, and then the tiniest wound on them, like a tiny scratch or something, and they just leak. And unfortunately, yesterday, a little scratch happened. And so it's a bit of a flood in the kitchen, basically. And I've used all my towels up and they're waiting for the district nurse to come and put a big dressing and a bandage on both legs now. Because they let you not have a bandage because you said you didn't want one. Because of not being able to get your shoes on and because you're going out all the time.
I'm not going out all the time.
Exactly.
I'm never going out.
Exactly. It was a rubbish excuse. You don't need to put shoes on. But anyway, So you were allowed to not have the bandages on. And so since then, now your legs have got loads of wounds on them and are squirting water out in all directions. And we need her back to bandage you up.
The moral of this story is do not interfere with the people who know what they're doing.
Yes, don't let James make a decision. It's always the wrong one.
My entire life has been making decisions.
Probably mainly the wrong ones then.
Yeah, probably. They are ugly though.
What, your decisions?
No, my feet.
They're chubby.
Chubby, ugly.
They're jolly fat feet.
Yeah. And these are all the things that I knew as we were getting old, you know, 2 years ago when we started doing this, or nearly 2 years, I thought it was quite jolly to talk about your illness actually helps a lot.
Radley, heavy breathing.
Radley, do you have to?
I think he's finding it a bit hot. It is quite warm, isn't it?
Poor old
Radley. Upset him now. He's offended.
Yeah, sometimes we should have
Sorry, Donnie, I interrupted you, but it's only because I was getting hot.
No. We'll speed on. So, it's been a...
Pass me that. I just want to turn off the television.
Oh, that. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Distracting. Yeah, very distracting. So apart from that, of course, the news, pretty awful news, is taking most people's minds off how they're feeling, which isn't a particularly good way because of what's going on. But, you know, everything is conspiring against anyone who has a terminal illness at the moment.
Is it?
Well, I think so. And part of my problem...
is you've gone a bit delirious?
I've gone a bit... I'm not mentally the same as I was.
No.
And so I... and this is all part of the journey of cancer, I suppose. You think... I thought I could just carry on doing it the way I had been doing it. But... things in your mind change, and you've got to keep a real good grasp on what you're saying and what you're doing. I mean, I did my TV and radio show last night, and that worked out all right, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's the fact you've got to concentrate sometimes.
Yeah, I think sometimes your hearing as well has gone a bit funny, so you're just mishearing words, and then normally in an entertaining way, really, but that's happening a bit more frequently. As I said this morning, I think I asked you if you wanted a coffee or something, and you asked me what type or what flavour, because you thought I'd said croquetas for some reason.
Or was it coffin?
No, darling.
No.
No, croquetas, you said. I was like, as if we were in Spain. But I wasn't offering croquetas.
You weren't?
No.
I don't even know what one is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You are, what I'm finding is when you wake up in the morning... you are, you've had dreams, but you think they're real. You think those things really happened for a while, for an hour or so.
Well, I'm on, what is that drug on my arm?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl, I'm on that, I'm on a bit of morphine.
Mm-hmm.
And does make you see different things, doesn't it?
Well, only if you take too much. You haven't been sneakily helping yourself, have you?
You know I haven't. And you also know I'd find it difficult to find.
I know you would if you were able to get up and go and get it.
Yeah, actually, it's...
You've got quite partial to the morphine.
Yeah. And the taste is in the spell.
Can I have it? I haven't had it yet. And I was like, you had it about 10 minutes ago.
Well, I know what being addicted is like now.
I don't think you're addicted. You just like it.
Yeah.
And you keep on trying to trick me into thinking you haven't had your dose.
Well, it helps me breathe more easily.
It does.
Which is what I wanted.
There was an advert about that, wasn't it? Tunes. Or something like that.
No, not cheese.
Tunes.
Oh, tunes. Oh,
there
tunes.
We are. There's an example of the missing.
I was going to say, how on earth does cheese help you breathe more easily?
Yeah, that could be difficult.
You know, and that I'm putting up with my... I'm on... well, it's not just blood thinners, apparently. It's the other stuff I've been on over the past 5 years. It's been a long time, 5 years. Is now affecting my skin so much that, as we said at the beginning of this, I just have to bump into a door or anyone. I have to keep telling people...
a feather lands on you.
Yeah,
and that's it, massive gash.
Don't shake my hands like that.
That's the new thing you've got, is very shaky hands. Which is proving interesting at pill time, isn't it? Because you have lots of, you know, I'll give you like a little handful of 10 little pills, and then suddenly you're like, oh no, they're all over the floor again.
Yeah, so, it's not as easy as I thought.
No, I think it's going to be, I'm going to have to pop them in your mouth for you.
What, in your mouth and then pop them into my mouth?
No, I'll just put them straight.
That would be nice.
I'll put them straight into yours.
Are you sure?
I think that's probably medically best.
Oh, dear. Well, if they don't stay in your mouth too long, Can't do you too much trouble.
Let's not risk it. You don't want your carer off her head.
Don't try that at home, by the way, because I made that up. Not that I make things up, but sometimes.
So I feel like what we're doing at the moment, it's a bit like being in lockdown because you're housebound and can't be left on your own. That means I'm housebound too. So it's almost like can't leave the house, stuck indoors.
We do manage to get you out of the house, honey, and I do feel bad about it.
Not very on, but very lovely, Gary and Hillary, last Sunday, they had a word with you and got me a free pass to go to the pub across the road
for an hour.
You're
making me sound a real horrible person.
I'm not making you sound... Oh, darling, I'm not making you sound horrible. It's just that you can't be left on your own very much. Because you know what you're like. You're going to take a tumble or something, aren't you, if you're left to your own devices.
And this is the other problem.
Yes, you are getting a bit teary.
But why? I'm very lucky in life. Why do I get teary about?
Well, you've obviously got a horrible situation to deal with. So it's not surprising you get a bit sad sometimes.
No. We better cut this short before people think we're doing it for effect. No,
you'll be fine. Come on now, you'll be fine in a second. Take a deep breath. Look at the roses.
We haven't got much medical stuff to talk about, though. I mean, the medical stuff seems to wend its way off towards the end.
Well, you're on exactly the right drugs. I mean, that you're not feeling sick, you're not in pain, and all you need is your legs dressed because they're leaking.
Yeah, I wish they could hurry up because, A, I don't like looking at them, and B, I don't want them leaking everywhere.
No, well, they do look hilarious at the moment because I did go out yesterday because I needed to go to...
And no, I'm not showing them on the TV, by the way.
I needed to go to the hospital myself for an MRI scan. Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah, we're really cracking it. We've got...
And so some friends came and sat with you, but that's when you managed to get all your injuries. And the plasters have been applied mainly by you, I think, in what looks like a very haphazard way. I'm going to have to say to the district nurse when she gets here, this is not my handiwork.
Are you embarrassed?
Yeah. It looks a bit crazy. You've got very many big plasters all over your legs in odd places.
I need stripping back completely.
You do. They all need to come off.
The problem is that I'm not bleeding, although there is a bit of blood, but I'm basically leaking.
Yes, it's just tissue fluid.
Which is a fluid that's making everything blow up.
Mm.
I can't understand why a few jabs.
And bless you, because your leg was leaking so much, you thought your foot swelling had gone down.
Hasn't it?
I'm not sure it works quite like that.
No, because otherwise, why couldn't they just stick something in? And...
Exactly.
No, you're right.
You can't just drain your legs.
Which is a bit of a shame, because I keep thinking, you know, if this much liquid comes out, why can't we pull it all out?
Well, you must stick your pins in yourself loads of times.
No,
and just,
I'm not
like a little colander.
I'm not going to do anything I'm not told to do. I get into too much trouble.
It does normally go horribly wrong when you do things you're told not to.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, there we are.
But the good news is your bottom's better.
Ish. I'm trying to move around a bit more.
No, you're not.
Oh, I am, honestly.
Oh, even while you're sitting there?
Yeah, moving around.
Oh, I see, wiggling around in situ.
And I have tried to get up.
I thought you meant like you were going to be running around the house or something.
Yeah, we went out for, very sad that you've lost your pussy this last week. But we went out looking, and I... No, you know, no, it's not nice. And I'm making...
No, I'm crying. I'm not crying. I'm laughing. Sorry, that just made me laugh when you said that. What are you rambling on about, Don?
You know, because the cat has disappeared, basically.
My cat has gone missing.
And it's upsetting. And just another thing to happen.
It is. Hopefully she'll come back again. Hopefully she's just being looked after by a nice person who's kidnapped her and taken her in, but I haven't seen her for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, she'll just suddenly turn up.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind. Well, I do mind. And that's down to me because, you know, we're in a situation where we can't move forward, can't really move anywhere.
No, we're pretty stuck indoors.
You know, we can't go out and have the old drink in the pub or, I mean, you can, and I try it. But like, if I'm left on my own for too long, I actually panic.
Yeah, but I don't think I can really leave you on your own now.
You know, I noticed on my notes, someone wrote housebound. That depressed me more than anything you can imagine. I'm thinking, I'm not flipping housebound. What are they talking about? Housebound is for elderly people with wheelie things.
Zimmer frames.
Yeah.
Or poorly people with Zimmer frames.
Like the one I've got over there in the corner. Anyway, listen, I think we're going to have to let you all get on with your days and talk next week. And even though this has been a bit depressing and I am feeling a bit sorry for myself, I must admit I will be trying to do my show Friday evening because that's what's keeping me going. It's not a little else I can do, is there? And I don't lose my voice all the time. Sometimes, last night, it was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it comes and goes, doesn't it?
But it's all part of the cancer and the breathing. But anyway, whatever stage you're at, we have to deal with these things. And the carer has more problems on their lap than we do, in a way.
Oh, no, I don't think that's right, but...
No?
No. It's a lot easier to look after someone than be the person who's poorly, I think.
Anyway, I'm going to have a little nap.
Good idea. And I'm going to have a sunbathe.
After I've had some bacon and egg.
You can have some bacon. I'm going to do bacon and egg scent, and then I'm going to do a bit of gardening, and then I'm going to sit in the sunshine and read my book.
Yeah, because it's gone a little bit overcast.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Anyway, I wish everybody well, and check us out next week. Whatever time you decide to sit and listen. And some people said they'd had trouble in getting. I was probably a bit late in putting the podcast out last week, but I will try my best to get it out over the weekend.
Excellent.
All right.
There's a job for you.
Okay, otherwise, then. Spotify and all those do it anyway.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.